I was asked to explain why some people, when they get an aliyah, they bow for Baruch Hu, and some people, when they get an aliyah, they don't bow for Baruch Hu. So I don't know if what I'm going to say is a valid explanation for this, but there is a general discussion about when a person is supposed to bow. So the discussion begins in the Shulchan Aruch benogea to the halachas of Kaddish. So in Simen Nun Vav, in the beginning of Or Chaim, in Siv Dalid, so the Mechaber has a comment over here where he says, Kisha Omer Hachazan Yiskadel Korea V'chein B'Hishmei Rabba V'chein B'Sparach V'chein B'Brichu V'chein B'Amein. So he lists off a number of places where one is supposed to bow while he's saying Kaddish, meaning when the Shlech Tzibur is saying Kaddish, he should bow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times while he's saying Kaddish. So this is a minhag that if you can see, you can go around to different shuls, you'll see some shluchei tzibur do this, some do not. This is not something that the Shulchan Aruch invented. This is found as early as the Kolbo, and it's cited in the Tur, it's cited in the Gos Maimoni, it's cited in other places. There was a minhag of many of the Ashkenazim, you know, who have the traditions of the Balei HaTosfos. On this sif, the Bir HaGra has a comment where he says that one should not bow during Kaddish, and I'll try to read it inside. First, he quotes the Makoros, and then he writes that Avol nire she'ein lechroa klal b'Kaddish, de'ein lehosif klal ala krios. One should not add on additional bowings to the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore one should not bow during Kaddish. Ve'ein lo mar kevan she'eino b'tfilas yurches leislanba. And don't tell me no when the Gemara said you're only not supposed to bow during extra times, that's only in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. K'mosh kazav atosos brachas lamed aleph, etc. So he says the hasam tachanunim shel yachid ayri. That's talking about one's personal supplications at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. U'mashalo kavu betfila. That was not part of the established tefila. Avol mashal kavu. But when it's part of the established tefila, filo eino betfilas yirches ein lechroa. Right. So he says that when they establish parts of the tefila, even if it's not the actual parts of the Shmoneh Esrei, there you shouldn't bow. Because even if one bows in the middle of benching or in the middle of halal, this is all considered meguna. So what is he talking about over here? So there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled that says that a person who bows more than is above lishchos, b'sof bracha bracha, malam d'noso shalo yishcha, right? If a person bows too much, during Shmoneh Esrei, specifically, it says at the ends of each bracha, as opposed to the beginning of the end of the brachos, where the Chachamim actually established that one is supposed to bow, as it says in the Gemara over there. So that is considered meguna, and we teach him not to do it. So now Tosfos has a kasha earlier in the Masechta on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that the Gra is quoting here, where he says, "Wait a second, we talked about this idea that Rabbi Akiva, when he davened with the tzibur, he used to try to daven quickly so that he would not be matriach the tzibur. But if he would ever daven b'yichidus, you would look for him in one corner. He'd start the Shmoneh Esrei in one corner, and then you'd find him in another corner. And Rashi over there says, why? Maybe the Gemara says it straight up. I don't recall. Ibnei ribui hishtachavoyos. I think the Gemara says it straight up, but I could be mistaken. He was bowing constantly, and therefore he would be so intense and so fiery in his bowings, he would move physically from one side of the room to the other over the course of Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why is it that Rabbi Kiva was allowed to bow? So he gives two approaches. Number one, of course, Rabbeinu Yosef, Dehacha mari b'tachanunim shahaya omer achar yurches brachos. Says the first answer is because that was his tachanunim that he said at the end. Like we say Elokein Etzor, and hopefully we add additional requests and tefilos when we finish our Shmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Akiva also, when he would do the regular Shmoneh Esrei, but then when he would add additional supplications at the end, he would do a lot of bowing, and that would be considered mutter because it's not actually part of the Shmoneh Esrei. And that's and then Tosfos rejects this opinion. It says Volonihira Dahami Yurches Ka'amar. It says, you know, from the 18, V'nira Lari Devadai B'Sof Kol Bracha Aser Lishchos. Al Be'Emsa Bracha Mia Mutter Lishchos. You're not allowed to bow at the end of every bracha, as the Gemara says, but in the middle of the bracha you can bow, because that wasn't part of the original Takanas Chachamim, to bow or not to bow in the middle of the bracha. If you bow at the beginning and the end of every bracha, so then you're making yourself look arrogant and foolish, because you're basically saying that Chazal said to bow at the beginning and end of these other brachas, but I'm going to bow every time. right? So that's a problem. But in the middle of the bracha, there was never a takana not to bow or to bow in the middle of a bracha. And therefore, he held his mutter to bow in the middle of a bracha. This is what Rabbi Kiva was doing over here. And when he would come to the end of the bracha, he would stand up straight. He wouldn't bow anymore. And this is the source of the minig Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right, so that's why there is a minhag that some people have that they bend over, they daven in a bowing position for the main text of the brachos in Shmona Esrei, and then when they get to the psukim and when they get to the bracha, they stand up straight. Shein lishchos b'sof bracha elahecha detikun. Because you're not supposed to bow at the end of a bracha unless the Chachamim actually established this. So this is the opinion of Tosfos, and this is what the Gra was rejecting. He was specifically rejecting the opinion of Rabbeinu Yosef, ironically, that Tosfos also rejects, which is that he was talking about at the end of Ishmon Esrei. The Gra was not rejecting that. He was rejecting the application to Kaddish. Now, why is that? Because the Gra was saying that the correct pshat in the Tosfos is the first pshat, which is that one is only forbidden to bow extra during the actual Takanas Chachamim of Shmona Esrei, because there he looks like he's adding on to the Takana. Masha Enkein, if you're saying your extra supplications at the end, that's not a Takanas Chachamim. It's certainly a great thing to do, but you're certainly allowed to bow during that part of the Shmona Esrei because no one told you, you know, that you have to say it in the first place, and therefore you can bow as much as you want. Like when you're walking down the street, if you want to bow, feel free to bow. That has nothing to do with anything. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Kaddish, says the Gra, that you can't bow during Kaddish because that's a Takanas Chachamim. It's not just Dafka, the Shmona Esrei, these 18 brachos are when you're not allowed to bow extra. You're not allowed to bow extra during anything that the Chachamim said you actually have to say. And therefore, the Gra rejects the concept of bowing any extra times that it doesn't say so in the Gemara. For example, he would say you're not allowed to bow during Kaddish. You're not allowed to bow during Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to bow during Aleinu, perhaps. We'll get to that in a second. And I'm not thinking of any other bowings right now, but he would reject all of these bowings. You're not supposed to just stop add bowings when the Chachamim did not make a takana explicitly that you should do so. And Fakert, they discouraged extra bowings in the Gemara, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. So on one hand you have the Shulchan Aruch who either rejects the application of the Gra, but more likely, at least according to the Noseh Kelam on the Shulchan Aruch, Lataz and the Magen Avraham, I think both say this, that he's accepting the second answer of Tosfos, that the only time that's usher to bow would be at the beginning and the end of the brachos, but in the middle of the brachos it would be mutter to bow, because the Chachamim never really commented on that. And Kal v'chomer, in other areas where the Chachamim didn't comment on it at all, it is mutter to bow. So even those people who don't bow for Kaddish, the way the Mechaber paskins, like the Kolbo and the Gos Maimini, etc., they still bow for Baruch Hu and they bow during Aleinu, etc. That is considered... That is considered a heter gomer because that's not part of it's not going to be confused for the parts of Shmona Esrei that you wouldn't be allowed to bow for. So basically, what you end up with is you end up with the Gra saying you can bow only in the prescribed times, and you have the Shulchan Aruch saying that there are minhagim to bow at other times. So and this one is certainly the bowing during Kaddish is certainly a minhag that dates back to the Rishonim, and therefore one should observe this minhag. Now, what about when it comes to Baruch Hu? So Baruch Hu is a little bit iffy. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Dirmas Al Korea, he writes, he quotes the Magen Giborim, Shedochek Limtso Tam Leminog Shenoagu Ha'olam Lachra BeBaruch Hu. Says he tries hard to try to figure out a source for this minog. It's not so clear what the source is. Ulam Be'emes, Yesh Leminog Zeh Smach Min HaMikra, quotes Divrei HaYamim, Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Chav, Ayin Sham or Minig Yisrael Torah. So he says it's a Minig Yisrael Torah, therefore it is considered a valid minog, and you should bow during Baruch Hu. Now, I would imagine that statement of bowing during Baruch Hu, although the minig, it's not a minig that dates back to the Rishonim the way we find for bowing during Kaddish. Ironically, it's hard to find a person who doesn't observe the minig of bowing during Baruch Hu, and it's very easy to find people who don't bow during Kaddish, even though one is much more well-sourced than the other. Nevertheless, this is the way people have the practice to bow during Baruch Hu as well. So if you have the minhag to bow during Baruch Hu during Shmoneh Esrei l'chora, there would be the same minhag to bow during Baruch Hu when you get an Aliyah. I don't know what the source for one is to tell you that that one is better than the other, but Pashtas is whenever you say those words, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavarach, you should bow to observe the minhag the same way you would observe the minhag when you're davening for the Amid. What about Aleinu? So Aleinu is a little bit of a different issue. Aleinu, you have a problem where you're going to be motzi dvar sheker mipicha. If you say vanachnu karim shtach modim lefnei melech malchayim lacham kadosh baruch hu, and you don't bow, so then you're basically saying, I claim that I bow down to kadosh baruch hu, but I don't actually do it. So that's a bit more of a problem. So what would the Gra say about that? A problem of being motzi dvar sheker mipid. There's a sefer Zeh HaShulchan. So in the Zeh HaShulchan, which is a biur on the different shitas of the Gra, so he writes that he thinks that it's mutter, according to the Gra, to bow during Aleinu, because Aleinu is not a full-fledged takana the way Kaddish and Baruch was something we say at the end of the tefillah, but it wasn't a formal takana the way other tefillahs were, and therefore he thinks it would be mutter to bow during Aleinu, the same way it would be mutter to bow during Elokai Netzor or other additional tefillahs that you add on. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Halicha Shlomo paskins that you're not allowed to bow during Aleinu according to the Gra, and probably the best advice is the advice of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that if you follow the opinion of the Gra not to bow during extra times, so you don't want to be motzi dvar sheker mipiv, and you also don't want to be parish midarkei atzibur, and therefore, in order to avoid these problems, one should specifically do a short bow. Bend your head a little bit, because the Gemara has shiurim for how much a person is supposed to bow. He should bend all of his vertebrae. He should have a certain amount of an isar of flesh to double over. So you have to do a decent job bowing if you want to actually be yotzei the concept of ishtachavaya. So don't do that. Don't do a full ishtachavaya. But you can bend your head down and do a half bow or a quarter bow or something like that. So you're not going to be parish midarkei atzibur, because many people, when they bow for real, that's all they do. But so you're not going to look any different than everybody else. And also, you won't be motzi dvar sheker mipicha when you say v'anachnu karim shtach modim lefnei melech malchayim. You won't do nothing. You'll bend a little bit in that direction, and you'll be yotzei. You won't be yotzei ishtachavaya, because there's no mitzvah to do ishtachavaya. But there is an inyan to follow the minig, and therefore you'll be yotzei, I think, following the minig and not saying a complete checker.